So I've had a long-held fantasy that I wanted to share. It's something that recently became, very nearly became a reality, which was both thrilling and fucking terrifying at the same time. For the longest time, I've wanted to be shared by more than one man. When I was younger, I'd had a brief interaction with my boyfriend of the time and his best friend, and even to this day, the thought of it makes my pussy clench tight. Two bodies on me and hands going everywhere, mouths, tongues, moans and whimpers, hips grinding and heavy breathing as the pace quickened. This is what very nearly came to fruition not too long ago. Hopefully, you've read the synopsis before pressing play. So, after an evening together, we've said goodnight to one of my partner's friends, and we're heading to bed. He's staying the night on a sofa bed in the lounge. As we're in our bathroom getting ready for bed, I decide to head out to the kitchen to grab a bottle of water. Heading out wearing one of your old t-shirts and just a simple pair of white cotton panties. I creep past the lounge towards the kitchen, only to find him already in there with the fridge open. It seems he's also after a bottle of water. He looks up at me, staring just a second too long. And I know my nipples are erect, standing out against the fabric of your threadbare t-shirt. He's just wearing his boxers, and the glow from the fridge light is illuminating his bare chest. It's at this moment that I smile at him, and he smiles back at me, and we both know what's about to happen. I walk towards the fridge, telling him I've just come to grab some water, but he's already got two bottles in his hand and passes one to me. When I take it, he grabs me and pulls me into him and whispers in my ear, "You're such a little tease, aren't you?" I tell him I know what he wants, but does he really, really know what I want? With that, I take his hand and we walk out to the lounge, lit only by the street lights outside. I push him down into an armchair and straddle him, his hands running up my back and pulling at my long, dark hair, wrenching my head back to expose my neck. I don't know how he knows this, but my weak spot, that's it. Perhaps it's the moans he elicits from me as I feel him and his beard graze along my soft skin. He tells me to be quiet so as not to wake you, but I know that's exactly what I want. My hips start to writhe against his lap, and I can feel him, his growth in his boxers, and I'm hungry for it. I feel my own swelling, and I know full well that my panties will be soaking with each movement of my hips back and forth. His hands are exploring me and outlining my hips and feeling the rhythm of my movement as he whispers my name over and over again. I find his mouth and his hungry tongue, and it's dancing with mine and tracing my lips. Fuck, I want to inhale him and taste his essence. His hands travel around to my front and lightly caress my soft, pendulous breasts through the thin fabric of your t-shirt. Leaning down, I can feel the warmth of his breath over my nipples, and I'm aching for him to take them between his teeth, to tease them, gently bite them. I can't contain my arousal, and I groan at the pleasure coursing through my body, and then I hear you. You've been standing in the hallway for the past few minutes, watching, enjoying, savoring my moans and whimpers, watching my voluptuous ass grind from behind, seeing his hands caress me, his fingers running through my thick hair. Noticing you there, I whisper to him, "It's okay, baby. My boy is happy to share." He quickly looks back over his shoulder and you reassure him, telling him how hot it is to watch me being appreciated by another man. He smiles and looks back to me, at which point I devour him and groan into his mouth. "Fuck, I want this so badly." As you walk over towards us, I can feel his hand reach down and lift up my shirt and tug at the top of my panties. Oh, God. Fuck, I can feel he wants to. I know what he wants to do. Just the anticipation of his fingers exploring my wetness, it's overwhelming. And I let out a guttural moan. Then I feel your hands on my ass. Fuck. This is exactly what I want. Hands all over me. His fingers gently outline my lips. His palm presses up against my mound and I can feel him delve into my slippery little slit. I hear you slide your boxers down and as they fall to the floor, I lift my ass up. His hands still down my panties, fingering my pussy. I wriggle back and tell him to slide my panties halfway down my thighs, just enough to expose my tight little cunt for you. I step backwards off the chair, still bent over for you, and let loose his beautiful, throbbing cock. I want it. I want it badly. Resting my hands on the arms of the chair, I lower myself down to lightly taste his pearls of pre-cum as you caress my hips, my full ass presented for you. Fuck, he tastes good. He offers me his wet fingers for me to taste my ache, sweet, sticky strands of my goodness. I immediately turn to face you. I can see that look in your eyes. I know what you're thinking. I know what you want to do to me. And so I say, lick me. Because I know savouring my sweet pussy honey on your tongue will drive you wild and you'll have that incessant need to plunge into my dripping wet cunt. With your tongue lapping at my swelling lips and flicking over my hardening clit, I lower myself down onto his cock. God, feather light strokes along his shaft as it bounces around with excitement. He leans back in the chair and lets out a guttural groan of pure pleasure. And I can tell he's building towards a mind-blowing release. Gently fondling his balls, I drag my tongue up to the underside of his head. That sensitive underside that I know drives you wild. Making a circle with my thumb and index finger, I lightly stroke, short little strokes, up and down, teasing him, watching his arousal build. Then I hear you stand and I know you're ready. I know what you want. I feel you perched at the entrance of my tight little pussy. You're ready and needing, waiting. This is finally going to happen. He leans forward and lifts off my shirt, exposing my pendulous, soft breasts, my nipples erect and ready. Then gathers my hair and holds it on top of my head. I look up at him and whisper, "Are you ready for me, baby?" To which he moans, "Yes." I look back at you and say, "Are you ready too, baby?" You give me that wild-eyed look which tells me everything, and without hesitation, you slip your pulsing cock inside me as I take his full length in my hungry mouth. It's fucking electrifying. Oh, my whole body is coursing with adrenaline. It's pure, primal lust that takes over as I'm being filled at both ends. It's delicious torture, thighs slapping against my ass as you thrust your thick, girthy cock into me, my hands fondling his balls and his length as my mouth plunges up and down his beautiful dick. I can hardly bear it. My tits bouncing against the chair. It's pure ecstasy. You tell me to suck him harder and grasp his ball tighter, and my moans and whimpers escalate. The pace increases and I can hear his breathing and your breathing quicken. I want this. I want both of you. Two cocks at once, filling me, embracing my body, and taking every last ounce of my sex. Fuck me, I yell at both. Fuck me harder. His hips are writhing as he face fucks me and you pound me from behind. I feel his balls tighten and I hear you your telltale whimper, that one that tells me you're right on the edge. Fucking come in me, both of you. Now. And with that, he explodes in my mouth and it's salty, hot cum hitting the back of my throat as he struggles to breathe, his chest tight as he releases ropes of beautiful cum all over my tits. With his release, I hear you say, I'm gonna come. Here I come. Here I come. Fuck. And your beautiful climax fills me. My cunt clenching on you as you draw out your orgasm. Long, deep strokes. That's my boy. That's my boy. That's my beautiful boy. And all that remains is the sound of the three of us, our panting slowing down. Each of us taking in deep breaths to slowly return our breathing to normal. The aroma is intoxicating, and for a moment, the heady reality of what's just happened lingers in the air before settling upon each of us. You both help me to stand up slowly, and I can feel the beautiful wetness of each of you. His trailing down between my breasts and yours seeping down my inner thigh. You both take my hand and we head to the bathroom to shower, to wash and relish this incredible evening together.